What's up, guys? This is Mike Smith, and you're now listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Thanks for tuning in. This is actually season 2, episode 2, and I'm going to bring you my 34 thoughts of life or opinions of what I believe I can apply to my life, and hope you can adhere to some of the actual tips that I have, and you can apply to your life. This would be probably one of the longest episodes that I normally do. I like to stay between maybe 12 to 15 minutes an episode, longer if I have like a guest, but I just like to give the tips and then keep it moving, you know. So what I believe that you can apply to your life or anything, then I'll provide it to you. So without further ado, let's get started. Let's get started. So, note number one, keep working. So, with that being said, whatever type of goal you have, you don't get it overnight. It takes a lot of patience and endurance. So you have to keep working, keep striving, get towards to the next step, which feeds into number two, keep moving forward. It's okay to reflect on the past, but use that past as ignition to help you propel forward. Number three, it's okay. Whatever you're going through, to understand it's okay. This is always temporary, what you're going through. Just keep moving forward, and it's okay. Number four, it's okay to ask for help. Now, this is something that I had to continue work on. You know, I like to figure it out myself, fail myself, push up myself, things like that. But, you know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for help, and that's something I had to continue to tell myself as well. Number four, walk. Now, it's very easy to have a sedentary lifestyle where you just work, eat, maybe play, but a lot of people don't try to fit exercise into their plan as well. So the best way to actually get into exercising is walking. You start with walking, and then from there you develop to run, and then from there you can add weights, so it's all a process, but you have to start walking. Number two, do your push-ups. So once you get to walking, then start doing your push-ups. You can do modified push-ups where you can do them on your knees, but working on that stability, your core, you can do that with push-ups. You do that with push-ups, squats, and then you can do your sit-ups. So do your push-ups. Number seven is breathe. So I'll take you through a breathing technique that I do to relax before I lay down, or, you know, anytime I just need to unwind a little bit. There was an app called Calm, you know, that I use for like meditation and things like that. I haven't used it in a while, but there's a breathing technique that I did take from that I still apply to myself every day. So what you do is breathe 3 seconds in, hold 3 seconds, breathe out, breathe 3 seconds, inhale, hold 3 seconds, exhale 3 seconds. So let's go through it real quick. So breathe. Hold 3 seconds. Exhale. Inhale. All right, so, you know, that method helps you to, you know, calm down a little bit, or you feel like you better start panicking or anything. Just take a second, breathe in 3 seconds, hold for 3 seconds, exhale 3 seconds. Next, smile. Actually, smile can actually help change your mood, gives you courage, you know, things like that. So try to smile more. Laugh. Now, they say that laugh is the cure to all illnesses. I believe that's true. So try to surround yourself with laughter. Maybe go on a site, read some notes, or check a movie out, check a comic special out, or anything like that. Always laugh. Love. Now, sometimes this is tough because you might not feel that the love is reciprocated, but still always show love, still always show respect those around you. I always tell my peers that I do appreciate them and things like that, and always show love. So that is a ever evolving attribute as well, showing love. So it might be a little tough at first if you known just to be solo dolo and you do the stuff yourself, but yeah, show love, you know, show some admiration and things like that. Be lovable. Now, this just is a piggyback to number 10. Sometimes it's tough to be lovable if you feel like you've been kicked to the dirt a lot. And then somebody in that space, you know, you don't know if you can trust it. But dare to live, you know, dare to try, you know, be lovable. And if anybody doesn't know what lovable is, you know, take the time to just do a little bit of research and learn how to be lovable and what you can do to be open and things like that. So, because sometimes, you know, well, you know, life is short, you know, so you might be able to find that loved one out there because you accepted yourself to, you know, be lovable and, you know, you had that open arm, you know, so be lovable. Next is budget. Try to budget your time, try to budget your space, time to budget your money. Sometimes it's tough to try to manage all those things, but take the time out to just write everything down and budget. You know, me myself, I still have I'm a work in progress in all these things. Yeah, so wherever it's you know, I am far from being perfect, you know, but I'm aware of where I am in life and how I can improve it. And one thing I can improve on is budgeting my time, budgeting money. So always work on that. Next is maximize your income. So try to find opportunities to grow. Whether you have a main hustle that you have, which is your career. Next is your passion. And another thing is your hobby. So that right there, that's three streams that you can work on right there. So maximize your income. Next is learn a new language. Studies show that your retention rate and your overall awareness increases when you actually learn a new language. You know, myself, English is the primary language, but I do know a little bit of Spanish. Eventually, I want to really start speaking Mandarin as well because I like to travel and things like that. So learn a new language. Cry. You know, so it's okay to share the tear or two. You know, I had a talk with me and my brother had a talk with my dad the other day, and you know, we were just saying, hey, you know, Dad, it's okay to, you know, it's okay to cry. You know, never feel too tough. You know, to not to express yourself. So crying is just another way to express yourself and learn it. It's always okay to do that. Number 16. Learn money. Just learn the ups and downs. What is it? How to use it? How to make a resource? How to manage? How to help? you know, things like that. This is also something I'm still continuing to learn. You know, I'm just turned 34, but I'm no aware by all means, have mastered the art of money. So this is definitely a growing process for me as well, and I will get it. I will get it. Minimize your bills. Figure out how you can, quote unquote, live beneath your means so you can maximize your gains. So just be aware of what you jump yourself into. You know, this is something that I had to learn the hard way. You know, just trying to, with college, if I really wanted to just learn a trade, I could have went to like a trade school and maybe borrowed a fraction of what I've actually currently have, credit cards, bills, things like that. You know, sometimes if you're not making the income that you're not making, those things can get out of hand. Minimize your bills so that you can maximize your life and income, which falls on number 18, maximize your life. This podcast is about the four pillars of life, which is health, wealth, love, and happiness. Learn about life. Learn about what health is. Learn about what wealth is. Learn about what love is. Learn about what happiness is. Those things right there can help you achieve the maximum amount of life. So when you're older, you don't say that, you know, man, I wish I could have did this when I was younger. I wish I could have did that when I was younger. You know, so maximize the opportunities that you have and maximize your life. Number 19 is take your mentor to lunch. I wouldn't say I necessarily have like a mentor, but I do have like some older brothers and stuff like that that try to look out for me. And whenever I do have the chance to treat them, I really do try. You know, sometimes, the life is tough, you know, and I do try to look out for them, but, you know, they look out for me, and I really try my best to look out for them. Always show appreciation and always show admiration to those that really want the best for you and look out for you. And so, you know, take your time to show appreciation, you know, doing something for them every now and then. Number 20 is don't settle. If you have a goal in life, do not stop. If it gets tough, you have to keep pushing forward. So with that being said, you have to maximize your life. Don't say, oh, shucks, oh, you know, I can't do it anymore. Now, always explore. Now, 21, 20, and number 22 kind of play on one another. Always explore and be curious. There's a lot of life to live out there. Now, this is also with number 20. When you explore, you're still staying curious. You know that, okay, what I'm currently at right now, you know, it's not the end all be all. So let me try to try different things, travel, talk to a lot of people. Yeah, during that, you'll eventually find something that you're really good at. And then from there, you can maximize it from there. If you've been paying attention, a lot of these actually kind of go hand in hand with one another, which is a great thing about that. And if you're all interested, I'll put it on my Twitter account, and I'll put it on my Instagram about the 34 numbers tips that I've learned throughout the years. Next, number 23, aka MJ. Keep trying until you find out what works. Again, 20, 21, 22, and number 23. You try and try and try and try and try and try and try again. Eventually, something's going to crack. So you keep trying until you find what works. Now, number 24 is this. Shoot for a minimum of 2 streams of income. There is 24 hours in a day. That's more than enough time to have like a day job and have a side job. The goal here is to maximize your income, you know, and also maximizing income, you gain resources, and from resources you can begin to explore and build an empire or build a state or anything that you want to do, because you understand the importance of the money and you understand how to maximize everything around you. So shoot for a minimum of at least 2 streams of income, which brings me to number 25, have courage. Dwell on that a little bit. Have courage. If you feel that the task is tough, take a deep breath and go. Just try it. You know, take that leap of faith. Have courage. You know, if you failed, then okay, you can at least say that I tried it. So you bounce back and you keep moving forward. So number 26 is throw in the towel when you've tried everything. Earlier I did say to don't settle. However, it's okay to restart as long as you don't give up. So you tried everything your way and it doesn't work. Okay, throw in the towel, take 2 step back, and then move forward. This is where you can reach out to someone and ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. So throw in the towel when you've tried everything. Try to get a lending hand, and you may take a step or two back, but those step or two backs will put you 5 or 6 steps forward. Now, number 27, which is a very important one, I think we should all practice, is call your friends. Check up on your friends. Which leads me to number 28 as well. Call your family. You know, whatever bad blood or tension that you have, it shouldn't be bigger than your relationship that you have with your friends and family. Or even if you don't have any bad blood, just, you know, just call and just say, hey, you know, just wanted to check up on you and see how you're doing. And you may catch them at a point where they're not doing okay, and they may just need you as someone to vent to. So call your friends and let them know that, hey, we love you over here. I love you over here. And I just wanted to check up on you, let you know that you're on my mind, and, you know, hope you're doing okay. You know, so I just wanted to check up on you. So keep them relationships strong. Next is number 29, and it's something I really try to live by, is to move by peace and being peaceful. Life can become very chaotic at times, and sometimes it can get the best of you. But learn how to be peaceful. Learn that everything's always works out, and everything's going to be okay. So move by peace, and it's okay to move by peace. So that is a goal I try to live by every day, and how I try to conduct my life is by peace. So try to move by peace. Stretch. This is something I have to work on as well. Learn how to be, take some time to stretch and be nimble. And I'm not saying stretch yourself out where the physical, like the mental way, but stretch as in physical. Take some time to stretch and keep your limbs limber and your joints lubricated. And you can, be more restful as well. Next is seek knowledge. Whether you go to the library or whether you talk to a mentor or a friend, always seek knowledge where it help you elevate to the next level in life. So never feel that you know everything, because no one knows it all. But seek knowledge so you can reach that next level and maximize that life. Number 32, get what you deserve. If you deserve to live the highest of lives, then you need to go get it. Nobody is going to hand it to you. You got to put the work in order to benefit from it and get what you deserve. Number 33, always remember to give back. Whether it's volunteering, you donating money, you giving your clothing, always give back. There are always people that aren't doing as good at you in life. And just remember to give back. You know, there's a point where you were at the bottom of the barrel, but now you're doing okay in life. And just remember to always give back. Last but not least, number 34 is do the impossible. Now, I'm not saying the impossible as in like a, you know, climb a Mount Everest with little to no clothes on, you know, to the top of a mountain. No, I'm talking about what some may say that it's impossible for you to do, like, you know, like a personal achievement or something. So, you know, everybody has their naysays in life, and everybody doesn't have your back. So due to the impossible, that may look impossible in their eyes. So always maximize. So I'm going to go through all of them one more good time. I'm not going to go through an explanation, but I'm just going to read them down the list. So number one is keep working. Number two is keep moving forward. Number three is it's okay. Number four is it's okay to ask for help. Number five is walk. Number six is do push-ups. Number seven, breathe. Number eight, laugh. Number 10, love. Number 11, be lovable. Number 12, budget. Number 13, maximize income. Number 14, learn a new language. Number 15, cry. Number 16, learn money. Number 17, maximize bills. Number 18, maximize life. Number 19, take your mentor to lunch. Number 20, don't settle. Number 21, always explore. Number 22, be curious. Number 23, keep trying until you find what works. Number 24, shoot for a minimum of two streams of income. Number 25, have courage. Number 26, throw in the towel. Number 27 is throw in the towel when you have everything. That's number 26. Number 27 is call your friends. Number 28 is call your family. Number 29 is move by peace. Be peaceful. Number 30 is stretch. Number 31 is seek knowledge. Number 32 is get what you deserve. Number 33 is give back. And number 34 is do the impossible. So these are a lot of things that I still try to implement into my life every day. And I hope you can take the time and actually explore a lot of these tips here and try to apply it to yourself. So that is for the birthday. I'm gonna try to do that annually, and I'll probably keep the same 34, and I'll just add 35, or I may just do 35 brand new different tips when it comes around to my birthday. So thanks to God again for listening. This is your boy Flex Up Mike, aka the People's Champ. I'm just messing. AKA, you know, the guy that just keeps trying. So this again is Flex Your Thoughts. And you get a chance, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Flex Up Mike. That's Foxtrot Lima X-Ray Uniform Papa Mike. Flex Up Mike. And you guys continue to stay encouraged and keep moving forward. You guys take care.